Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, folks. I'm Sue London, coming to you live from the Northwest Women's Show. I want to invite you to join me after the show at my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you go to the website, be sure to sign up for my free newsletter, take a valuable health assessment, purchase my books, sign up for lots of teleclasses. Oh, there's so much there we have to offer you, folks. So check out my website, AskSueLondon.com. Now, let me ask you a question, folks. Have you ever dreamed of having extra hours in the day just to get things done? Perhaps less chaos? What about less stress? Maybe even less demands? Well, today, more so than ever, women seem to be carrying the weight of the world on their shoulders. At any given time, they're expected to balance many different roles, including, but not limited to, taking care of the home and all of its requirements, supporting the extended family, the relationship, and the children, take care of the dietary needs, emotional needs, and the physical needs of everyone in the near vicinity. Plus, they have to hold a job, keep fit, keep healthy, and look young. Tired yet? Well, today, folks, we are going to help you to get organized and get better at creating time for yourself. We have the amazing Missy Bystrom with us today, and she is going to help you with these challenges. Now, I want to get you to visit her website after the show, because Missy's got some great information on there. She's got books on there. She's got CDs, lots of great stuff to help you to get even more organized. Now, her website is theorganizedconnection.com, so check that out after the show today. So without any further delay, let's bring Missy on and let's start inspiring you to get organized, folks. So, Missy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sue. I so appreciate you having me.
Well, you know that there's two topics just I get so excited over. That's health and being organized.
It's true.
And
it's true.
Today, I'm covering them both. So
Yay.
It's awesome. Now, I have to say, everyone, before you and I go into it, because you hear me say this every time, you know, I interview you or we get together. Folks, when I was a little girl, my Grandpa Buck, he's a very important part of my life, he used to say to me as a little girl, Susie, you got to get a system. And when he'd say this to me, I thought, what are you talking about? What do you mean, get a system? Seriously? What are you talking about? And I just thought he was crazy, but he was still my best friend. And he would say, you know, once you have a system, things will be so much easier in your life. And I can tell you that from the wise words of my grandfather, I became very organized in my life. And it really did free up a lot of time for myself. And so today, Missy's going to share some of these things that, you know, you can do in your life. And once you have that free time in your schedule and are more organized, it makes such a difference. And Missy, you're so much like me. We're like twins.
We
do have that free time, but we're both busy, busy, busy people.
Right. No, it's true. It's true.
So, but I know a lot of time people say, I don't know where to start. So can I get you to share what is the first step for people to create more time for themselves?
Well, I think there's kind of two first steps.
Okay.
And they're hand in hand. Yep. But the one that's it's more about defining you. So you have
yep.
to pause, and you really have to look at, you know, why do you want extra free time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it can be any answer, you know,
yeah.
but it may be because you want to be healthier. It may be because you want to spend more time with your kids. It may be because you want to grow your business. It may be because you want to have more time with your husband or partner. And it's okay, but it's good to have a why, you know, define why.
Absolutely.
And maybe it's just because you don't want to be as stressed, and that's okay too. But have that why, because that's your motivation. And the next step is to decide what takes up a lot of your time. You know, what areas hold you up or make you feel stressed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can kind of figure out the the, you know, goal. Why, you know, where am I going? Why am I going? And what's holding me up, you know? Those things are so important to define from the front end. And then from there, it's we take off.
Yeah. Now,
okay?
I know one of the things that I hear a lot of people say to me is a lot of women are busy. They work all day. They run their kids to their activities. And they go through a drive-through and they eat bad food.
Mm-hmm.
And my saying is get organized with your food preparation ahead. And
huge.
My best friend is my slow cooker, my crock pot. And when my kids, as they got older and they went out on their own, their first gift was a slow cooker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about food, like organizing yourself with your food. Because
okay.
I think that is something that is just a given to me, but so many people have challenges with. So how do you want to help
true.
Them get organized with that?
Well, I'll tell you, first let me just stress to you and to everyone who's listening,
uh-huh.
the reason it's important, it's so multifaceted. But
huh.
if you eat in a healthy manner and put beautiful
yeah.
things into your body,
uh-huh.
that will just help you in general. Think more clearly and react and plan more clearly. So it's so important, okay? And a lot of times, you're right, that drive-through. You know, my kids never, ever were in a McDonald's until they got into grade school and there was a fundraiser and they had to go.
Birthday parties?
It was, nope, we never went. Honestly, and it's because, you know, I say why. Why? What's the sense of putting that stuff in your body? It's empty
yeah.
calories. It's fake food, okay?
Yeah,
so let's
for
just
sure.
establish that. I mean, and I'm showing my true colors here, but I feel so passionate about that. So
yeah.
what can we do? Well, I'll tell you what. A lot of it is, you know, planning ahead, as you
yeah.
said. And I love that slow cooker. And I remember one time you and I spoke, Sue, and
yeah.
I was saying Sunday nights, that's what I do. I do
yeah.
something in my slow cooker, and you have your family over, and you share with the kids, and you do slow cooker.
We do, yeah. What we do, folks, is, you know, being a parent, you think your kids will grow up, and they'll go out on their own, and you may never see them again. Well, in our household, our kids come home that live in apartments, and they come home on Sunday, and they bring their laundry, which, you know, we're fine with. They do their laundry at our house. It saves them going up and down the stairs for their washing machine, you know, and the costs and that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we do is we all get together and we make food for the week. And we work together as a team. And it's really great because it's not a chore. It's like a fun kind of party atmosphere for our family,
yeah.
right? Good quality time.
It's family. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's something, I mean, what I do is because I travel 1 week out of the month and I want my family to eat good food when I'm gone. So what
yeah.
I'll do is every time I make a pot of stew or every time I make soup or every time I make tons of different soups, tons of different stews, tons of different rich, hearty, wonderful, yummy things.
Yeah.
And I use all fresh vegetables. You know, I use all fresh. I
yeah.
cut everything. And what I do is I make double. I make triple. I make as much as my crock pot will hold. And
yeah.
the reason I do that is because then I freeze some. It's okay to use the freezer. It's okay. Because then what I do is that when I'm gone, they can take out one container of this, and they've
yeah.
got their meals. And that's what you can do. You can actually
yeah.
do that so that your freezer is chocked full of healthy, yummy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is that, you know, one of those nights when you get home late and you're like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to cook? Just go in the freezer and get out something that you've done, you know.
Yeah.
Beans freeze really well. Any kind of legumes freeze really well. If you do eat meat freezes fine. I mean, so there are so many things that you can do if you mm-hmm. only plan ahead, double or triple your recipes.
Yeah.
You know, another thing is like, you know, it is hard. It's labor intensive. I mean, you know, to
yeah.
cut up all your vegetables and that kind of
yeah.
thing. But, you know, you do. You want to do as fresh and as close to its original form as possible.
Yeah.
You know, I'll cheat with onions because those are such a pain. And I'll
yeah.
slice up like 5-10 onions. I'll cut
okay.
them and I'll saute them up in my olive oil, and then I'll freeze them in individual containers. Again,
I use a food processor. I use a food processor.
Ah, bingo! Food processors are my friend.
Yeah.
yeah.
And you know what else, Missy? I find that when you include your kids, because I know a lot of women
mm-hmm.
don't include their kids in the cooking. And you
huh.
know what I have found is that by including our kids, it's been a good example for them to learn to do this, but also when they have their kids, which we're on our next generation now with grandchildren, they are learning. It's setting them up for their future of becoming organized with their meal planning.
Is it true? You are teaching them so much, and you are doing them such a service, and I would say it's almost an obligation of a parent. My kids are 9 and 11. They have been making full meals for the past 3 years. When my 9-year-old was 6, he was able to make homemade pancakes, homemade waffles, homemade stew. He was able to use, because I taught him, and it's great because they chop vegetables for you. They save you so much time.
Yeah.
You know, it's include the kids in everything. My kids, again, 9 and 11, they do the laundry. They wash the clothes, they sort the clothes, they dry the clothes, they fold the clothes, and they put them away, you know?
And that's how it always has been in our household, too.
Exactly.
And we also get our kids involved. And our youngest grandson now is 3 weeks old, but he can't do dishes yet. But our 6-year-old grandson, we've got him doing them. And I was over yesterday. They just had this new baby, my daughter and her husband. And so I was over there, and I was making their food. Our grandson and I were making some food for them for a few days. And, again, making a lot so they could go in the freezer, have some in there. And I had our grandson washing the dishes as I was, you know, flipping things around and that. And it was really a fun experience. And showing him that, you know, have a system, get it all done in one day, and you can play for the rest of the week, you know?
Exactly.
And it's great. I think everyone should get a slow cooker and involve your family on these things. And teaching them to do the laundry, big, big bonus. Now,
oh, my gosh, it saves so much time.
and, you know, I love it when, you know, with my kids, when they come home on the weekends to do laundry, they'll even say, Mom, do you need laundry? And, well, yeah, sure, you can do our laundry, too, if you want, you know. Normally we don't have any, but if we do, you know, I'll maybe say, well, you can vacuum or dust if you want. mm-hmm. Now, that leads me into including your kids in your housework.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. And that's, again, it's, you know, I always just say, you know, we do it, guys, because we're a family, and you're part of the family unit. You're part of the functioning of the family. This is what we do as a family. And I'm not a terrible drill sergeant. I do. My kids do play. They do have fun. They are creative. You know, they do play outside. They have their fun. But, yeah, my kids, you know, they do the laundry. They know how to mop. They do toilets. My kids do our toilet. I love it. And one of them loves it, so it works out really well. You know, they do the Windex on the mirrors. They do the vacuuming. Yeah. They do the dusting. You know, they know how. And we just tag team and we do it. And it gets done twice as fast.
And
oh,
you know,
gosh,
it's really teaching them a lot, too, right? Like, I want you and I to really make this clear to all our parent listeners who don't do this. Folks, you're doing your family a disfavor or, you know,
a disservice. You really are.
A disservice, yeah. Include them, like, you know, it's really important to do because you're setting their future, right?
No, you are. And you know how many kids get to college and they don't know how to do certain things?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's really funny, but one of the standing jokes in our community is that whoever marries my boys are going to be the happiest women in the world.
Because they can cook and do everything.
Yeah, they can cook, they can clean, they're happy doing it. And, you know, it's a good time, and when we crank the radio, and I'll make really fun, you know, a fun lunch, you know, we'll do really healthy appetizers and cheese plates, and we do fun stuff, we make it, but it's we set the tone that this is fun, you know, it's not a horrible chore, it's not, you know, time for everybody to be on edge, you know, we set the tone, and, you know, you're teaching them to pitch in, you're teaching them to think for themselves, you're teaching them to set the initiative. And, you know, it works, and it just, I can't stress enough that by me taking care of all that, it does nobody any good.
Exactly.
It does nobody any good, you know?
I'm not
serving a purpose.
I'm so glad you keep saying that. Anyone who's listening, if you have had me as your coach, personal coach, this is the same thing I tell you, is that the first thing is you've got to include your kids in what you do because it's a team effort and you're teaching them a lot of valuable, things by getting them doing this. Now, okay, we're talking about, you know, food preparation. One of the things I like to do is I keep a list. When we run out of stuff, I keep a list. give us some other ideas of how you can create more space, more time, and
sure.
have more
the list is good. The list is beautiful, and I, my husband, and my kids both, they know where the shopping list is. They know when they're near the end of something, they write it down. It
yeah.
really helps me because I'm not running to the grocery store every day, and that's really
yeah.
important. I go once a week, and that's it.
Yeah.
We have a family calendar so that when my husband or my kids have something that comes up, they know to look at the family calendar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we plan the night before. A lot of times my kids will even lay out their clothes, or if they have a sporting event, they'll lay those out.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we'll get our lunches out ahead of time. You know, they'll pack their lunch for the next day as much as they can.
We always did that, too. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it makes things, because this is the beauty. You get up in the morning, you don't want to send the kids off. Everybody's rushing, everybody's stressed, you know. So
yeah.
this is more for the family unit. But for myself, I mean, there are some things that are really helpful out there for me. You know, I organize my closet by season and color. That way I know what to grab if I have to go on a job. I organize, you know, my makeup's all organized. My jewelry's all organized. I can visually see it. That way I know what to grab. And sometimes I put it out the night before. It depends if I've got, you know, a presentation
yeah.
or if I'm
we
going
are
to
so
out.
Twins. We are so
twins. Isn't that fun?
The
yeah.
only thing I don't do, the color. I never thought of organizing
oh.
by the color. I do the season.
Oh, my
season,
God. Yeah, color's
the
fantastic.
Color?
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Color, right?
Yeah. You go and you
I
go light to dark, and
okay.
you go short sleeve to long sleeve. And, oh, my gosh, does that help tremendously. You're going to be really impressed with yourself. Tell me how that
well,
goes.
Well, maybe you need to come over for a dinner one night and then get into my closet.
Goodness, I am so excited. I love closets. Do not tempt me. I'm serious. And, you know, one
yeah.
other thing, this is a little secret, but as we all get
yeah.
older, and I don't know about yeah. any of you, but I'm getting grayer, and I color my hair, and that's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do it by myself. Oftentimes I don't. But to make my hair last longer, my hairstylist said, Missy, you've got to wash it less. And I think, well, wash it less. It's going to be dirty and get all frizzy. There are
yeah.
some really good anti-frizz products on
really?
The market, and especially
okay.
if your hair gets grayer, you're not supposed to wash it as much. And so I'll go 2 to 3 days without washing my hair, and she
okay.
says, Missy, when it gets oily, it's actually good for your hair. Now, you don't want to look like, you know,
yeah.
we've got to find a balance. But I'm telling you, there's a product that's called the Perfect 10 out there, and it's a leave-in
okay.
conditioner,
yeah.
and there's also a new oil that's out there. It starts with an M, and I can't remember. I want to say Malaluca or something like that, but it's not, it, but it you put it in your hair, and it like you can go an extra day, and it's really cool stuff. And that way,
wow.
you know, taking that long shower, washing my hair,
yeah.
blowing my hair out—that's a long, thing. So,
yeah.
you know, I save
well,
myself a good couple hours.
With moms with new kids, with new babies, or younger
God.
Children, that can be a real time saver. Not having that long
huge.
Shower and doing your hair.
Oh yeah, it's okay to
yeah.
do totally.
Yeah.
And so those are things like ask your hairstylist, you know, what's on the market. Go to, you know, if you have time to go to a mall and just look and see what kind of makeup and things that you can, you know, dabble with that are easy. If you and you know, I read an article the other day and it was about just ways you can make yourself look a little more bright. You know, there's a mascara. Mascara's bingo. Julia Roberts swears by it. She's just like, that's what you do. If that's all you can do, mascara. And then eyeshadow, white. You get white or cream-colored. Kind of put
okay.
it, like, on the outside of your eyes a little bit. Brightens
yeah.
you right up, and it's like cheating. But you still look good. You look bright. You may not feel that way, but,
yeah.
you know, they're different ideas. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that's great. Well, I know for myself, I lay my clothes out, and, you know, my husband and I, we sit, now we're empty nesters now, although it doesn't feel like it because our kids always come home and our grandchildren are always phoning saying they want to come and have a date for the weekend. But,
oh.
like, with just the two of us in our house, with our schedules, we sit down every Sunday with our calendars. We mark it in each our calendars what's going on. But Sunday, going back to the food, we look at, okay, what's our schedule? Where do we have to be? What clothes do we have to make sure are clean? What clothes have to be ironed? All this kind of stuff. I don't like ironing. I really
yes,
don't like
either.
That at all.
I use a dryer quite a bit, I got to tell ya.
You.
Throw a wet washcloth in there with something, and I'll tell you, it works really well.
See, I take and I hang my things in the bathroom when you're having that shower and let it kind of steam. Like, I'm giving all my secrets away here, folks, but use them. They work. They save you time.
Totally. Are you kidding? Iron?
Yeah.
You know, my mother-in-law comes and irons. You know, when she comes a couple times a year, she'll do that. Not me.
Yeah. Now, you know, we're talking about, okay, we've talked about how you don't have to wash your hair because you can use this product. And if you don't have time to put the makeup on, you can use just the mascara and the eyeshadow. But let's talk about how there's things that we're doing that we don't need to be doing to save time. Like, don't always pick up the cell phone when it rings, right?
Yep, and these are big things, and I'm going to whip by because I really want to get them in and want to get them into this. But here, so what I like is that, the cell phone, you don't have to pick it up, especially if it's a block call. Don't pick it up. Still leave a message, okay? Big thing, especially if you have kids, because you want to be present with your children. You want to craft your time for your emails. If you must answer emails, do it when the kids are in bed. Okay, and I often say when you're answering emails or maybe when you're looking at Facebook or you're looking at LinkedIn or whatever you do, right, set a timer. Set a timer because it's so easy to get pulled in on that Internet.
For hours.
Set a timer
for hours.
And stick to it because otherwise you're wasting time. You know, TV, I would say, at least turn off the TV or get rid of it. I haven't had a TV for 12 years, and I'm just fine, and I'll tell you what. That sucked me in, and I knew when I had kids, I would get sucked in. You can't believe how much I get done when I don't have a TV.
It's true.
You know, you got to just stay focused, plan your schedule. And then as far as self-care, it's really, really important to realistically take on what you can handle. You do not have to say yes to everything. As a matter of fact, you can say no. And your children, you can teach them to say no. They do not have to go to every play date. They do not have to go be in every sport. They do not have to go to every birthday party. You can say no. You've got our goal here, folks, is to strike a balance. It really is. You know, if you have your own business, let's reevaluate your workload. Let's reevaluate your client load. What's bringing you the most money? What's taking up the most time?
Right.
You know, these are all just things that you have to think about. You know, exercise. Stay healthy and fit because you'll have more energy. So when you don't have a TV, you'll have a little extra time maybe to ride your bike.
Can I add to the exercise, Missy?
Yes, please.
You know, Missy, my schedule. And folks,
yes, I do.
What happens for me is I was finding I was getting busy. I was always there for everybody but not myself. And we're all the same boat. We all can get sucked in and then forget ourselves, right? And we have just moved into a new house. We are now just 4 minutes from our local gym. And my husband Ross and I decided we need to work on our health. We need to be setting that time aside because if we don't, nobody else would, right? So every Wednesday morning and every Friday morning, I'm in the gym focusing. That's called my health time. And it's amazing how things can work around that. You know, other meetings can be booked at other times. Your kids learn, okay, that, you know, can't bother mom at that time. You have to make the time for yourself because if you don't make that time for your health, you could be like my story years ago when a doctor said, who do you want to say goodbye to? You have 30 minutes left. Mm-hmm. So health, and exercise, big time importance.
I had to add that in.
That's really like my thing that I always get upset when I hear people say they can't make time for their health.
Because it's amazing. You know, recently I had some foot surgery, so I finally started my yoga back up. It's amazing.
Okay.
I spend about an hour and a half a day, but you know what? Everything else still falls into place. It's like magic.
It's so true.
Yeah.
We have like 1 minute left. I can't believe it's going so fast. You have got amazing products to help people. Tell them about them.
Yeah. You know, I've got books. I've got fantastic books. I've got books where you can just read it once a day so you don't have to read it all the way through. I've got CDs on balance and on organizing and decluttering, but things that you can do at your own pace in your car. Those are the two most important products I would love people to come and get. If I could give one of my books to everybody, I would be the happiest person in the world. But just hit my website at theorganizedconnection.com and take a peek around.
And can I tell everybody that I have one daughter, she's like so organized and everything. And then I got another daughter that, well, we're still working with her. But thanks to Missy's book, Organization. This has turned my daughter around. She'd be like, Mom, do you know you could do this? Yes. Do you know you can do this? Yes. So this is a great book for all of you people, too, that are, you know, you may be organized, but your kids aren't. Maybe they're in college. Get the book for them. Missy, I love you. You're amazing.
I love you.
We're out of time.
Thank you so much.
What more can I say?
That's it.
Folks, learn about Missy at theorganizedconnection.com. She has got incredible knowledge there for you all. Now, I want to thank my guest today, Missy Bystrom, for being with us, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in with us. Please join me next Wednesday, March the 6th at 2 p.m. Pacific, that's 5 Eastern, on From the Heart Radio with actress Mary McDonough, and then join me again on Thursday, March the 7th at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, on Get Inspired Radio with my personal trainer, Paul Hudson. Now, coming up next on the schedule is Out of the Fog, Let Your Creativity Shine with host Karen Hager, and her guest is Jamie Ridler. On behalf of my guest, Missy Bystrom, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. Enjoy your weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.